Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, all of us got our chance to fill in for Apostle, so now it's my turn. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we were all given an assignment, and once you're given that assignment, you have to totally trust God. And I must say, for the first time of me being chosen to do this, God didn't tell me what he wanted me to talk about till 4 o'clock this evening. So I am trusting him that he has exactly what you need. You may be seated. So after Apostle called me and Darnell to the side, you know, my trail been doing this for a while. He called me and Darnell to the side and he told Darnell, he said, okay, well, you got it this coming Tuesday. And he said, and you got it next Tuesday. So I looked, I was like, me, you know. And he was like, yeah, you got it, you got it. And so at that point, I started praying and asked the Lord what it is he wanted to place on my heart to share with you. Because I know it totally has to come from him, especially during a time like this. Amen. And the thing he kept telling me was to turn it over. And he just kept saying, turn it over and turn it over. And I've been hearing turn it over for days. And it wasn't until 4 o'clock today that he actually gave me the things he wanted to piece together to go along with that turn it over. The first verse I want to go to is 1 Peter 5 and 7. And most of you know it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 read, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So when I was asking the question, I said, okay, Lord, what exactly? I mean, when you say turn it over, we all come up with things we can turn over. And so I said, what exactly are you wanting me to tell him to turn over? He said, all of it. He said, I want you to share, turn it all over. We all have these certain things we pick and choose. Well, I'm going to give this to God, and some things we keep for ourselves because we think we're smart enough to figure it out. And so his word tonight is just turn it over, all of it to him, and he can handle it. We know that there's a lot that has been going on. We've been faced with a lot of changes, a lot of shifting going on. And in the midst of all of that, we will find ourselves sometimes trying to figure it out. I don't want to say it's a downfall because it has its benefits, but one of our biggest hindrances is Google. First thing something come up, you want to Google it. Wait, let me see what this is. Ooh, I got a bump on my arm. Let me Google it and see. Look, take a picture. Let me see if this picture matches something online. When God wants us to turn it over, the first thing you do when you see the bump on your arm is say, okay, God, look, I'm not quite sure what this is, but the first thing I'm going to do is bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you and I'm going to let you deal with it. Then you give me wisdom where to go from here. When we place our lives and our affairs under the direction of God's infinite wisdom, infinite means there's no level to it. God's wisdom goes beyond anything on the news broadcast or what the scientists say. God's wisdom go beyond anything we could ever think of. So when we place our lives and our affairs under the direction of God's infinite wisdom, everything will be taken care of perfectly. Amen. You know, if you've been in the church for a while, we have a tendency to, we say we're not leaning to our own understanding, but we are because of what we feel like we've gained spiritually. I'm going to say spiritually, but really it's in your head. Because unless your first action is turn it over to God, then it's really stuff that you've gained, knowledge that you've gained, and scriptures that you have memorized. And so we have a tendency to just start spitting stuff out when something come at us. We have a tendency to start spitting out answers and spitting out scriptures before taking that time to take whatever it is and turn it over. Anything can be changed for the better when we turn it over to God. James 1 and 5. God tells us just to ask. It's real simple. Sometimes we get real deep. about things that are real simple. God tells us just to ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally. Means he's not stingy with it. Every little thing that you deal with. Listen, I lost my keys earlier today before it was time for me to go home and get dressed. You know who I went to? I went to God because I needed to go home and get dressed. So my first thing is, okay, God, well, I need your assistance here. I need you to help me. Show me where my keys are. You know, I train my kids in that now. They lose something. It could be their toy. And the first thing I say, did you ask the Holy Spirit? Amen. And do you know it works for them every time? That's training them early. Okay, I'm not going to get frantic about it. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to whine about it because I can't take much whining. I'm not going to whine about it. I'm going to, okay, mama said ask the Holy Spirit. They turn around, ask the Holy Spirit, and every time they'll come back and say, mama, look, I found it. The Holy Spirit helped me.
Amen.
Well, as children, they took it as a child. That's sometimes we got to get back to that. We got to get off of how deep we are and go back to, okay, as children, let me ask him where it is. Let me ask him what to do. Let me ask him, should I do this? It looks good, but should I do it? It is very, very important that we just ask. James 1 and 5 say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Proverbs 2 and 5 says, he will give it. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We have all looked and tried other ways and methods to get the answers to our problems, only to end back up at square one. You know, like I said, we like to Google things. We like to call someone else. We like to call someone who we feel like is a professional in this area. We like to call someone who we feel like have been through it before. Let me call them and see what they did. That doesn't mean your situation's going to come out the way theirs did, because they had to follow God's direction for them. And so really tonight, I know I want us to back up a little bit and remember. See, a lot of us started out that way. You remember when you first learned about your faith and you first learned about God being able to do it? He could do it all. You know, you was on fire about it every time. You took every little thing to him. And then we learned a little more and then kind of came to self a little bit. None of us like to admit it. Hey, I'm up here too. None of us like to say it's true. None of us like to say, oh, no, that's not me. Yes. Everybody in here at some point, I'm not going to make you raise your hand, but at some point you've jumped on something without taking it to God first.
Amen.
So even at a time like this, we need wisdom for everything that comes up. We have so many things that are bombarding us through TV, through the internet, through the mail. Like, they're sending stuff from everywhere. And if you don't pause for a moment, And ask God, okay, what is this? What exactly is this? And is it something for me? If it's not, set it on the side and keep it moving. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, these scriptures I'm throwing out at you, I know you say, oh, I know that scripture. I memorized that one 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Yeah, but are you doing it?
Amen.
That's the question. It's good to go back to the things we rooted ourselves in. You know, God has done some things in your life. You remember, you can call years. God has done some things in your life that you didn't know how you were going to get out of it. You didn't know how you were going to move on. But it was the things back then that you still need to be using now to get through what we're facing right now. When you give it to God, you are directed by the power that can't fail. He is absolute and good. Joshua 23, I'm going to go to verse 14. And I know I'm not flipping. I got my verses in my notes here. I don't want to go too fast on y'all, but look, they got it up there for you. And behold, this day, I am going the way of the earth, of all the earth. This is Joshua speaking. We know, those of you who know your word, know that Joshua followed God, and he followed God's voice. And this is him giving testament of that right here. And behold, this day, I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. He said it twice. He said, let me bring back to your remembrance the things that you faced and the things that you've come through. And because of the wisdom of God and the direction and the promise of God, nothing failed that God had ever told us. Amen. And so with the situations we're facing today, some of it looks real bleak. According to man status, some of it looks hopeless. According to man status, we, as Christians, as knowers, have to know that the God we serve got it in control. We have to know that regardless of what happened to my neighbor, God still got me. Joshua told them, nothing has failed that God has told you he was going to do for you. If you take a moment and think about it, and think about things you faced in life, if you take a moment, if I had you, all of you take a piece of paper and just start writing down, go way, way back, and start writing down things that God has done for you in your life. It's real important not to forget. Because see, the testament of those things is what gives you strength to face the next thing. Verse 15 says, therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, even when the odds are against you, you must rely on the successful ability of God. Joshua 1 and 5. There should not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. See, I'm going over these verses because over and over again in his word, he's telling us, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to fail you. Yeah. Nothing I tell you is going to fail. This allows us to walk through this situation we have going right now in confidence and knowing, you know what? I know this happened over here, but it's not going to fail me. God's word got me. God's word got me. I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to stop. God says, go back to his word and remember. When you turn it over, you allow yourself to surrender to the one who knows all things and can do all things. Divine wisdom becomes our guide. The power that can see through things instantly and give the perfect answer at once is ours. When I was studying this part, and I'm going to give you a little sideline story about me. Those of you who know me know I'm raising, my husband and I are raising four boys. Our oldest is starting college in the fall, and my youngest is in second grade, so I got a ways to go. But a house full of boys is very adventurous. That's the word I'm going to use. A house full of boys is very active. You might find something broken and nobody knows what it is. I mean, my boys are good boys. Now, they do, but they are boys. They're boys, full-blown boys, okay? The house is always jumping. And a couple of years back, we had camp meeting. And those of you who experience camp meeting, staff knows we're jumping when camp meeting comes around. Like, we're moving. This was not like the one we had this year. This was a camp meeting where we had everything going on. We had the children, the youth, the whole campus going. And so that morning, as I was praying about the meeting, the Lord spoke to me and said a few things to me. And I don't know if the staff remember, I sent it out to the whole staff, and then I ended up sending it out to some Ministry of Health people. But it basically was saying, you know, I got everything in control. He basically was telling me, yes, this week is going to be busy, but whatever comes your way and whatever comes up, we got it. It's our job to hold up Apostle's arm while he does his part. And so, just paraphrasing, that's what God told me that morning. I was good, ready to go. I sent that out, our team. I said, we're a team. We got this. Regardless of what it is, you know, we're dealing with a lot of people. Things come up. Things most people sitting in the church don't even know about. We've handled it already behind the scenes. And so, got dressed that morning, made it here to church, just checking things out before people start arriving. And my phone rang, and it was my husband. It was Jesse. And he said, before I tell you this, I got it covered. He said, I'm just letting you know I'm going to be a little late because. He said, now, one of the boys threw a basketball and bust out one of the windows in the living room. One was throwing it at the other, and the other one moved, and they bust the window out Monday morning of camp meeting. So I said, okay, and I hung the phone up. He said, I'm going to take care of it. It's fine. So I hung the phone up. And I was about to walk off, because at first I was a little upset about it. I'm not going to lie. Like, you busted out, a window is bust out the living room, you know. And I took two steps, and God says, that's it right there. See, because what he gave me that morning that I sent out to everybody else. It blessed everybody else, but it sure blessed me that morning. Because that was saying, we got it, no matter what comes up, no matter if the kids bust a window out the living room, we got this. God already knows what you're going to face before you face it, and he always has the answer. And so, I mean, that was a blessing to me, and that was another step towards trusting God. So the power that can see through anything instantly and give the perfect answer at once, to give it to God is to leave everything with him, even ourselves. Because sometimes you're like, well, I'm going to just cast my care. I'm going to give this to God. And you want to take that situation and give to him. But along with that situation, you got to give yourself. Because if you don't give yourself, you're allowing the enemy a chance to come in and play with you. We like to say, I cast my cares on God. I'm giving it to him. You know what? God got me. He does, if you truly, truly give your whole self to him. If you give your whole self to him, meaning, you know, God, this is a situation. I can't do anything about it without you. I don't have the answer. I don't have the idea. I don't have the concept. I can't do anything without you. So you know what? I'm giving you my mind. I'm giving you my body. Everything that entails me, I'm giving it to you with this situation so that you can direct the entire thing. Yeah. We have to make sure we fully give ourselves to God so that he can fully answer the entire problem. Amen. because we want him to fix and work on this out here, but not me, I'm good. Just fix this over here. But there's some things in here that's connected to this, because this didn't get here by itself. See, a lot of times what's on the inside develops on the outside, and we don't like to say that because we run into things, but it's true because you're human. It could have been something you said out your mouth one day when you just really wasn't paying attention. It could be talking to your neighbor who said their big toe hurt and you go get in the bed that night and your little toe hurt. But now all of a sudden, you know, it's very important that we give our mouth, give our mind, give everything to him when we're faced with a situation. That way he can take care of the situation and take care of you also in the process. See, because if we don't allow him to take care of us, then that thing gonna come back. That same problem gonna come back because it was produced from something. We don't like for it to touch us. We want it to be that thing out there. But sometimes we gotta work on this thing in here in order to get the results that we really need. Turning it over does not allow you to walk in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. And most of you hopefully know this verse, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Turning it over, you need to expect that the thing, turning it over, you need to expect the thing you're dealing with to be turned into a testimony. Amen. But in order for that to happen, you have to think the right thing. You have to say the right thing. Because once you work on your thinking, and working on what you're saying helps what you're believing. Yes. Once you get all that in line, then that God gives God the road to come in and take care of it. Now, fear is just something the enemy uses. You know, he's a bluff. And the only way he can really get into a situation is if we let him in. Yeah. And a lot of times we let him in through our minds. We let him in through our thoughts. We let him in through the words that we say. We let him in through the things we listen to. We let him in through outside things that causes us to shift into an area that God never even expected us to be in. So we're talking about turning it over. So I turn over this situation that I'm dealing with. God gave us some instructions as to what to do while we're in that period when he's working on it. And I like to, God sent me back to some notes from the past that I really feel like fits the situation we're in right now. The same God who divided the Red Sea is the same God who can divide the problems in your lives. Amen. The children of Israel were in captivity for 400 years. We know that. On a journey in the wilderness headed towards the promised land, they face difficulty that God gets them through. Everybody knows the story about the children of Israel. They come up against the Red Sea. The things you're facing in your life could be your Red Sea. You're looking at it. You imagine being the children of Israel standing in front of this massive body of water. We know Pharaoh's army's coming to get them. They're standing in front of this body of water. Okay, at this point, what do we do? Now, like I said before, God already knew what he was going to do. He's the same God that told them to go borrow. He's the same God that did the plagues. He's the same God that told them to leave there. So at that point, if he told me to leave, then he got to have somewhere for me to go. And so that's where it comes down to trusting, to truly trusting that there is somewhere God has for you to go. If you're facing something in your body, in your family, there is somewhere God has for you to go. But you got to trust and know that the same God that told you to stand, The same God that gave you the first step will get you through to the last step.
Amen.
Exodus 14. I want to go there, and I'm going to read out of the New American Standard Bible because I like the way it was broken down. Exodus 14, I'm going to read at verse 13. Because God gives us some instructions as to what to do while we're looking at that Red Sea. Instead of trying to figure out what we're supposed to do and trying to find the answers ourselves, he gives us some instructions as to what to do when you're faced with the Red Sea. Because we know the sea has got to open. Okay, but sometimes you're faced with things and you just have no idea. God, how in the world am I going to get out of this? Sometimes we don't know exactly what steps it's going to take. It looks impossible. The people standing next to me scared. They can't help me. They talking all kind of foolishness. You know, so I'm having to deal with this. I'm looking at this. The enemy's trying to play with my mind in the process. Now, myself, I like instructions. I feel like instructions get you where you got to be. If you buy something, I can't stand when people buy stuff and just don't read the instructions and won't put it together. It just takes too long. It makes no sense to me. You take double the time when you could have just read the instructions and been finished with this. I'm not good at waiting on somebody to just figure it out. There are creative people that like to do that. Just don't do it with me. And so I like instructions. I enjoy having instructions. When there's somewhere I'm going, I like directions to where I'm going, getting to. You know, some people like to drive and turn on the wrong street. Not me. I can't. That is not my cup of tea. If I'm going from A to B, get me to B as quick as you can. And so God gives us some instructions in Exodus as to what we should do while we're facing the Red Sea. Okay. Verse 13, and remember, I'm reading in the New American Standard. But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." Four things Moses gives the Israelites to do as they face the biggest battle of their lives. Number one, be fearless. God does not give fear. He gives power, love, and a sound mind. So if you find yourself facing something and you're in fear, step back for a minute. Step back and talk to God about it, because that's not his way for you to be scared. Now, sometimes fear is our first reaction. Nobody can hold you for that. We're all human here. We live in this earthly body. But when you come back to yourself and realize, hold up, that's not me. That's not where I'm supposed to be. Let me back up a little bit and get my sound mind. Let me back up a little bit and use some love. Let me back up a little bit and get my power before I step back up to this thing. So the first thing was, be fearless. Everybody got that? If we know God doesn't give fear and you find yourself being afraid, realize there's a bigger picture here. And there's some things I need to rework. There's some things I need to face head on in order to get that fear out of me, because the enemy is the one who put it there. The enemy will try to keep you from passing through it. Just on the other side of this challenge, I'm going to say this challenge. We're facing a challenge right now, every day. Y'all hear it on the news. You see it online. You see it in the newspaper, which I'm going to tell you the truth personally. I don't read the newspaper because all they have is bad news. You have to be mindful. And I know some people, y'all got your 10 o'clock news, and I understand that and I respect that, and you've been doing it for years. Hey, to each his own. Me personally, I can't sit there and listen to everything they're saying. See, because I was taught a long time ago, you have to deal with everything you hear. Right. So if you're putting it in, the enemy gonna grab a hold of it and try to play with it. So if I don't put it in, then he ain't got nothing to work with. Right. So just be mindful of the things you're taking in, the things you're listening to, who you're letting talk to you. Be mindful of those things. We get to feeling like we're strong. I'm a strong Christian. I can take it. When it start producing fruit, let's see how much of it you took. You know, you got to be mindful of that. So just on the other side of the challenge you're facing is your promised land. The second thing he instructed us, be still. First one was be fearless. Do not fear. Stand by. Be still. Do not lean to your own understanding as to what would be best, the best thing to do in this situation. When you stand, everybody stand up real quick for me. I'm going to let you sit right back down. Just one second. When you stand, it requires a firm decision in your mind, action and muscles to stay straight up. Every last one of you that stood up just now had to make your mind up that you were going to stand up when I asked you to stand. Now, when you made your mind up, you had to tell your body what to do. Your muscles had to go into play. Your bones had to go into play. Your joints had to go into play. All of that had to come together for you to stand because I asked you to stand. God's second requirement is for you to stand. Be still. You may be seated. A resolution to plant your feet on something and not be moved. Yeah. To stand, you got to make a solid decision. This is what God said about it. It does not matter who else comes and try to dispute it. It does not matter who else tries to come with another revelation. It does not matter whoever comes with something scientific to say something different. I'm going to stand. I'm going to be still right here. I'm going to look at this Red Sea because I know God's coming through. Yeah. I'm going to make the decision to stand. Amen. So his second thing was be still. The third thing, be watchful. Before you have a clue as to how God will take care of this scenario, open your eyes. Don't just wait to see the big miracles. See, there's things God's doing in your life every day. Amen. The fact that you're even sitting in here, God did it. The fact that you opened your eyes this morning, God did it. See, a lot of times we're waiting for him to do this. Do this, God, for me. Do this. Please take care of this, God. This is weighing down so heavy on me. I just need you to come through for me, Lord. When over here, he's taking care of this, 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 and this. But we're so busy looking at this thing that we feel like is so massive in our lives that we haven't taken the time to thank him for this thing over here that we just feel like it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. God did it. And so you have to make sure that while you're being watchful, keep your eyes on the little things God is doing while on the way to that big thing. Thank him for the little things he's done for you in the last 24 hours. If you sit and think just for a second, just pause for a minute and think about it. Because, you know, you didn't stand up just now on your own. I mean, we like to feel like we did. You know, that's my body. I stood up. No, it took God giving you the strength in your body to stand up. You know, when you're thankful of the things God is doing right now, it builds, it builds, it builds. First of all, it strengthens your faith for the next thing. But it shows God how much you appreciate this little thing you did for me. See, showing your appreciation opens the door for more things to come your way. And I'm almost finished. Last thing, it was four things I told you, right? First thing was what?
Be fearless.
Be fearless. Number two?
Be still.
Number three?
Be watchful.
I'm going to go back up to be still for a minute because it's something I wanted to touch on there and I skipped it because I was going to be watchful so quick. But It says, under be still, when you have to stand. Society and the culture now want you to relax your standards. And I'm talking about taking a stand. They want you to relax your standards and no longer plant your feet firmly on the word of God. You know, there's a lot of things that has come up within the last several years, not just, you know, as far as health, but also things with gender and different things that we know is not under the will of God. I was watching, and this is one thing, especially parents, be mindful. Because at this point, they're trying to slip it in on anything these kids come across. Having kids, I know this for a fact. Just watching a cartoon, watching a movie that's for kids by a company that's for kids. They slip things in. I was watching something the other day, and it just slipped on in. And I looked at my husband, and I was like, is that what they just did? You know, they're trying to desensitize our children to things that, oh, it's okay. You know what? It's okay because we made it fun over here. This particular, oh, it's okay because it was on this show. It's okay because this person talked about it. And I know I'm on a sideline here, but it is very important that we at home teach our children right from wrong. It's very important we screen what they watch. We screen what they listen to. The most popular thing does not mean it's for them. They are not always going to be happy about it. But in the end, they're going to thank you for it. See, because in the end, they're going to be able to stand firm. They might not be at that point to be able to stand firm yet. They're young. They're very impressionable when it comes down to kids. And they have a lot more that was coming at them when I was a kid. And I know a lot more when you were a kid. They have a lot more coming at them right now. So it's our job to be more involved. It's our job to pay attention a little more. Like, I don't believe in letting all this stuff come up and me not knowing. I have my older son, which is a blessing because he knows this stuff. I got my nieces. They know this stuff. And so they help us out. They pay. I'm not saying I'm old. I know the stuff too, but they got my back in it. Let's put it like that. I'm still in it, but they got my back in it to know what certain things are that they're trying to slip through the back door on our children. And so society and the culture now want you to relax your standards, no longer want you to plant your feet firmly on the word of God. You have to plant your feet firmly on the truth of God's word and believe that everything he says applies to our lives. In Ephesians 6, it talks about standing firm. And I'm going to jump to number 4. Number 4 is, shh, be quiet. Everybody knows the statement, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. That is true. I know it's a saying and people like to say it, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That is the honest to God truth, because the enemy is trying to form weapons against you. And it's nothing for you to be afraid of. Remember, we don't fear, but we have to use the wisdom that God gives us. The enemy is trying to form weapons against you. The equipment and tools he needs to put the weapons together, you give him with every single negative word coming out of your mouth. See, he has no place here. His power was stripped. But he gets in, he makes a lot of noise through your mind. He gets in and makes a lot, not even through the situation per se, because the situation is nothing without the thoughts we have about the situation. Amen. See, because if we have the mind of Christ and we think on things the way God says think on it, we'll look at a situation and be like, okay, well, you know, that is what it is, but it's going to be what it's supposed to be. But a lot of times if we let the enemy in, we can't do that be gone part, supposed to be part, because we've let him shake some things up and twist some things up. So we've given him the blade. the handle with every negative word coming out of our mouth. You hand it to him. Here, put it together. He's putting together the weapons. He's piecing it. You're giving him the screws to form the weapons against you with negative words that might come out of your mouth. Now, you know, we have a tendency to say things lightly. Oh, you're getting on my nerves. I was taught a long time ago, don't say that, because something really going to get on your nerves. Then you start getting these aches in your neck and these aches in your shoulder, and then your nerves bother you, but you just said somebody was on it. And we don't think about these little things. Ooh, she make me sick. Y'all know people say it. I'm not even gonna say it's any of y'all. People say it. People do it. You know. And then you're wondering, why am I dealing with certain things in my life? You sit and you talk to your friend on the phone who's facing this, that, and whatever. And they were coughing all day. They were coughing while they were on the phone with you. You get off the phone, an hour later, you coughing. Where do you think the cough came from? Because you didn't listen to them talk about their cough. You just gave him the pieces to form that weapon against you. And a lot of times, just going through everyday life, we don't think about these things because we're moving. We're steady moving instead of pause and pay attention to what's being said to you. Pay attention to what you're saying. Pay attention to who you're talking to. Have the intention when you wake up in the morning, I'm not giving the enemy any weapons against me today. Now, is that going to take work? It is. Yeah. To the sense of you got to pay attention. You can't just walk around in la-la land all day and just let everything be as it is. You got to pay attention. Right. So you have to make up your mind when you start your day that I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to pay attention to what's on the radio so I can turn it. I'm going to pay attention to what my coworker is saying to me so I can say, oh, well, girl, not today. See, turning it over to God does not mean just throwing it to him and I don't have to do anything. That's not how it works. Once I turn it over to him, I have to do my part to guide my ears, to guard my eyes, to pay attention to what I'm doing in my everyday life that will not contradict what I'm believing him for over here. Amen. To pay attention that I'm not building weapons against myself. To flip what the enemy's trying to do with your words, we all know that the Lord watches over his words to perform it. So while we're taking the time to pay attention to not take in the negative things, we also have to have an intention to say the right things, to speak the right things over ourselves, to speak the right things over our situation, to speak the right things over our neighbor who's coughing. We're going to speak over her too. Amen. See, because we talk about, and I'm dabbing on something else again. We're talking about, we're doing our Slack app, and we want to be witnesses to others. You cannot witness to somebody else if you're dragging the ground yourself. Because guess what? You could say something to me, but I don't want to hear it because you don't look good. You don't have anything going in your life. So along with our assignment to minister to others and to reach out to others, we have to make sure we're speaking the right things. You can't get to work and be like mad at your boss and saying all kind of foolishness and expect your coworker, you didn't lost your witness. Right. Expect your coworker to hear about Jesus after you done said some things you know you shouldn't have been saying. Right. Whether they were foul or not. You know, so we have a big responsibility while we're waiting, while we're facing that Red Sea. We have a job to do to be prepared to walk across. We have a job to do to be prepared to get to the other side, because on the other side is that promised land. See, because your attitude while you're standing looking at the Red Sea will determine how long you stand there. See, a lot of times we don't realize that. We're just like, God gonna fix it. He gonna do it. Are you doing your part? Are you arranging things just right to be able to take that first step when that sea splits? Are you standing in the spot he told you to be in to make sure you're stepping in the right place to get across there? It's real important that we follow these four steps, and I'm about to close. For whoever's coming close out, I'm about to close. The four things again. Number one,
be fearless.
Be fearless. Number two,
be still.
Number three,
be
watchful. And number four, be quiet. Sometimes we just got to shut up. Sometimes we talk ourselves out of stuff. Y'all know it's true. And don't let the conversation get real good. You done found yourself in left field. You done found yourself way out there and then got home and got to ask the Lord for forgiveness, because I know better than that. I should not have been saying all of that. But you know, everybody else was talking. I'm going to talk with them. And then found yourself then backtracked on all the stuff you know God says. So once again, from this point on, we're going to turn it over. Montreal, you can walk this way. We're going to turn it over. We're going to turn it over. We're going to be fearless, stand still, be watchful, and be quiet and watch God work it out.
Amen.